In the church, we never cease to celebrate wonderful and glorious days. Yesterday, we have celebrated the magnificent Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, body and soul, at the end of her days on earth. And today, we go backwards in history. Today, we celebrate the feast of her father, Saint Joachim, or in Hebrew, Jehoiakim. He being the only grandfather of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so today, of course, is a day that, in particular, every year, not only, for I pray for them every day, but I particularly pray for my grandfathers every single year in a very special way on this day. And I was very blessed to have some wonderful and holy grandfathers. One who was a doctor, the other one a great engineer and architect. Now, Saint Joachim was a great saint. The fathers of the church say that he took the word of God seriously. And in particular, they speak about the fact that he gave sacrifice to God always. And they quoted the fact that his income, whatever that may have been, or from wherever it came, and of course, it could have been sheep or cattle or gold or silver, it doesn't matter. The first third he would give to God. The second third he would use for sacrifices. So in a sense, that's also to God. And then the last third he would use for his family, which of course would have included the great Saint Anne and the Holy Mother of God, Mary Most Holy. Now Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, as we celebrate recently in the Feast of Saint Anne, were elderly. They had hope for children, as all Hebrew couples hope for children. The more children, the more blessed you were. But there were no children. And they were probably in their 70s, perhaps even older, when the Archangel of the Lord, Saint Gabriel, appeared to both of them. He was in the mountains in the desert on a retreat, and Saint Anne was at home. And the angel told them that they would come together and bear a child, and that she would be the mother of the Messiah. That this would be secret information that was not to be shared with anybody else. That they were not even to speak with each other about it. Of course, many people, they just cannot bear to keep a secret, cannot bear to not talk and talk and talk and brag about their accomplishments. What better accomplishment, what greater gift is there than to be the parents of the Immaculate Conception, than to be the only grandparents of the Son of God made man? And so they came, he came home, and they came together, and Mary was conceived without original sin and prepared by God to become the mother of his only begotten Son, who would become the only begotten Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today we indeed celebrate and we feast. And in particular, again, we need to pray for our grandfathers. And of course, some of us may have had grandfathers who were not so good. All the more reason to pray for them. Because if they are in purgatory, hopefully, then they need our prayers. They need our assistance to get out of purgatory and maybe be able to go to heaven. If they're in heaven already, then they need to be praying for us. I have no doubt that my grandfathers are praying for me, but nevertheless, I pray for them. And if they don't need it, as happens with every soul in purgatory, if they don't need it any longer, then the Blessed Mother, the giver of all gifts, the mediatrix of all graces, gives them to those souls whom she and her Son wish to honor with these indulgences that we ourselves gather up and collect and offer up. One third to God, one third to the sacrifice, one third to the family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.